This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody wants to get it together. That's the DJV program, getting it together, imagining what it could be like if the sun were shining. Hey, there it is. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's the sun. Ah, munga lunga. Thursday, the 16th of May is upon us. My name is Doug Steffen, Dudley, to people who know me very well. Jennifer Horn is here. Jennifer, to people who know her very well, or Jen. Victoria Keelan is here. People who know her very well, it's the same. Victoria. That's it. No messing around. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Jennifer is set to take it away. Up, should we have up, a,
should,
and away.
Should we have a little bit of fun to start things off?
I think we should, right? Yeah.
So for any of you who have been to Los Angeles, you know that not just in Los Angeles, but in California, traffic is really, really tough. And so after a successful test in Mexico City, Burger King is going to begin delivering food to drivers caught in traffic in Los Angeles. They started it in Mexico City. They call it the Traffic Jam Whopper. According to reports, it's a direct two-car delivery service that will use motorcyclists, what could go wrong, to deliver food to those stuck in traffic jams using real-time data to pinpoint Burger King fans on the road. Drivers are welcome to order from the Burger King app when they are within a delivery zone. So that's a 1.9-mile radius from the closest Burger King restaurant. To ensure safety and avoid tickets, the app used to make orders will function using voice commands, so you don't actually have to touch it. Orders in the test were limited to a Whopper combo meal, which included fries and a choice of bottled Pepsi or water. Once the order is placed, then Burger King motorcycle delivery people using Google Map technology via the app to pinpoint your exact location, and they'll make the delivery. Deliveries happen within 15 minutes from when the order was placed. Now, I think this on the surface sounds like a great idea, but all I need, motorcyclists are already scary when they're cutting lanes of traffic and trying to get in between people, handing a Burger King bag out the side. I don't know if that really makes a better situation or not.
And can you imagine if they get to a different car that's maybe two lanes over from yours, and then they have to navigate in and out just to get
exactly
to you? I don't know. This to me reeks of something that should be for drones. That would be ideal.
Just drop it through your sunroof. How about that?
Yeah. There's a fabulous idea. How about
thank you.
That? Let's fabulous idea. So other food news, the folks at IKEA have announced development of a new plant-based meatball. This sounds pretty yummy. Everybody ready for some breakfast?
Hey, people love those Swedish meatballs.
I think they're good. I've only had them one time, but they were pretty tasty.
I remember smelling. You sent me to the IKEA over, what's the one that's close to you?
We went Burbank.
To that mall. Yeah, the Burbank.
You should see it now. They expanded it. It's even bigger. It's huge. Yeah.
So they're going to have these meatballs in stores all around the world. IKEA says it's working on the development of a new meatball that looks and tastes like meat, but it isn't. IKEA revealed they're
like
working.
It's like a new thing.
Yeah, right. No.
You know, I read yesterday Chick-fil-A is going to do the same thing. Of all things, Chick-fil-A, they're looking into vegetarian, you know, options, probably fake chicken.
Look at all of them. Burger King,
as Jen says, a
Del
bomb.
Taco.
So gross.
Imagine having a taco, the vegetarian taco.
That
White
would be good,
Castle's
actually.
Doing it.
Well, that's a pretty, I mean, a vegetarian taco is a pretty normal thing.
Yeah, bean and cheese tacos.
Is that really?
Sure.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
That way. I'm just thinking about meatless.
I mean, they might put tofu in it or something. But
or, you know, those like meat crumbles that look like ground beef. They make them out of all different types of things. That's not a bad option, actually. I would go to Del Taco for that.
Would you? Mm-hmm. Would you go to Carl's Jr.? Jennifer, I can't begin to imagine the greasy mess that comes out of Carl's Jr. that you're going to have a greasy messy vegetarian.
Yeah, see, I trust a taco place more because at least typically everything is in like separate little containers and they're just pulling from one or the other. But at these burger places, are they really going to have a separate grill for where they're cooking vegetarian stuff? So it's like it's just for meat eaters who want to eat something vegetarian. It's not like a vegetarian can't actually eat that stuff probably.
Well, I think that's even how Beyond, isn't that how the Beyond Burger is even marketing itself? To meat eaters.
Yeah, people
who like meat.
Well, now, there's the veggie dogs have been at IKEA. I didn't know they had veggie dogs there.
Those are I didn't know that either. Yeah, the tofu dogs or the... I think they call them not dogs instead of hot dogs.
Cod balls, chicken balls, salmon balls. Who knew salmon had balls? There. All of that stuff at IKEA. Also, they've launched a vegan strawberry soft serve dessert. This looks... This is
that's not uncommon. There are a lot of
a vegan strawberry.
Yeah, it's usually like coconut ice cream, so it's made with coconut milk instead of dairy milk.
There's no.
Or just
but
frozen bananas.
There is no such thing as coconut
milk. It's M-Y-L-K.
That's
whatever
just
it
what
is.
What it's called.
It's M-I-L-K. It's not M-I-L-K.
It's M-Y-L-K.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Kind of reminds me when I was in high school. Junior high school, the girls would say, M-Y-O-B, Dudley, when you'd ask him a question.
Mind your own business. Wow.
They were so smart, those girls.
Oh,
thank
you. All right. Let's see here. Fortune cookies. Ancient Chinese warlords would send hidden messages. Did you know that's how fortune cookies started in Chinese restaurants? In the ancient times when the Chinese were at war.
Duck. Confucius say duck.
Yeah. Confucius say this story is full of crap.
No, I'm not kidding.
Confucius say run.
Actually, the modern
ancient
day.
Ancient Chinese restaurants, really?
Yeah. The ancient. The
call on that. I didn't even pick it up.
Yeah.
The fortune cookies of today originated.
It was called Panda Express.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, in Chinatown in 1920, when they were just forming. Chinatown was just being Koreatown, Chinatown, with all the Chinese that came. You know, the Chinese came, they didn't come from China. They came from the railroads. That was when they were finishing a lot of the railroads in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and that's when the Chinatown, did you know that? That's when
Chinatown started.
Well,
they were
slaves, so. Yeah, they were.
I would say that they came here
slaves.
Willingly.
No, All right, fruitcake comes from ancient Egypt.
They can have it back.
Yep. Garbage. After we're finished eating all this stuff, the average American makes 3 pounds of garbage a day. Some of our communities spend as much on getting rid of garbage as they do on education. How about that for a factoid?
That's very scary. Wow.
Pennsylvania's leading...
better with garbage.
Because now the Chinese won't take our garbage. Pennsylvania is becoming the leading resource for trash disposal. Pennsylvania imported more trash for landfills from other states last year than any other state. Wow. How about that? How much waste there is. And the thing that is more of a, I think, difficult concept for us to understand is that the laws keep you from giving a lot of this garbage to, it isn't really garbage, a day-old food from supermarkets or from restaurants that we ought to be able to give to whomever we want. The Board of Health says, nope. Can't do that.
That really, you know, and I that really needs to change. We have a friend who owns a small restaurant, a little Italian place down here in at the Jersey Shore, and we were just talking to him last weekend, and he said they tried to do, and they did an Easter buffet this year, and they don't normally do buffets, but they tried it for Easter just in case a lot of people wanted it. And he said it was such a waste that he had $600 worth of food, which for a small business is a lot, and he said he couldn't even donate it, and it was so frustrating for him that he had to throw out $600 worth of food. That has to change. That's just ridiculous. And you see, some places try to kind of go rogue, and they'll try to find random people on the street to give it to, and you can get a ticket for that. The cops will stop you and will give you a ticket. It's so wrong.
And the cops have nothing better to do and enforce something like that.
I've seen cops in New York City do it all the time because people try to hand out extra food to the homeless, and it's really got to change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really, under the circumstances, think about it, and what kind of sense, how does that represent, from the thinking about representative government, how does that represent the best interests of you? How does doing anything like that represent? See, that's the sort of taste test, if you'll pardon the reference back to food, or any kind of test, thought process test, that things would, this be what your constituents want you to be voting for? Is this what you think makes sense? You'd say that to your city council, your selectman, whoever's running your local municipality, statewide. Who are these people and what are they thinking? I mean, that would certainly not pass the test in California. Is it common sense? Oy, man. It isn't. There's no common sense attached to that at all. And no one with any common sense would say that it was commonsensical. Is that a word? Yeah. Common
it sense. Is now.
Close enough for government work. Speaking of things that are close enough, this is something you don't want to get wrong. Taking care of the suffering that goes on, and I don't, maybe suffering, is that, I think that's an appropriate word for people who have aches and pains, who have gotten them. I've certainly over the years on the farm gotten a lot of injuries. We talk about them. The girls laugh at me because of all the things. And if you see my, you look at my shins from all the things I've walked into over the years, you understand why I have not knobby knees, but my knees can bother me from time to time. And I've decided I'm not going to have knee replacement. I just kind of have them worked on. And now, having discovered Sierracil, S-I-E-R-R-A-S-I-L, I find that I'm having a much better time. When I wake up in the morning, sometimes my back aches, or at least it did before I started Sierracil. And it'll have the same impact on you. Try it, like I did, for 14 days, and you'll feel better, actually, in the first 5 or 6 days, using what they call Joint Formula 14. That's a Sierracil special formula that works on your knees, your hips, your back. It's all of the things that make your joints. I'm sitting here moving my fingers and hands because a lot of people, I actually am fortunate. I don't have arthritis in many places in my body. I do in my lower back. So this is the sort of thing that makes you ache-free. And that's why their website is called achefree.live. A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E.live. Did I do that too quickly, ladies? Do it faster or short? Well, let me do it one more time. A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E.live. Achefree.live. That's a special place just for you folks listening to the DJB program. You may try Joint Formula 14 capsules and do it for 14 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. And by the way, I have Sierracil for Daisy. They have it for pets as well. Most dogs, no matter what size they are, my bulldog and Charlotte before had issues with her hips. And so this is great for your pet. And the special deal for DJB listeners is you pay $27.99 with free shipping for a $39 bottle. You got to go to achefree.live, try it out, find out more, and then order and do your thing. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil works or your money back, and it's available now at the special deal, special price at achefree.live.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/18/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/15 in rewards for details.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Favorite CCR, Creedence tunes, Bad Moon Rising. So they're supposed to be one of the participants in the Woodstock 50 mess. Yeah, apparently it's going to proceed, but the Japanese financier doesn't have to give back the $18 million. The company's called Dentsu. They don't have to give back that money. They withdrew it from a bank account, shared it with Woodstock 50, according to the Supreme Court in New York. The judge there ruled yesterday that the festival was no longer officially canceled, since Dentsu didn't have the right to unilaterally cancel it anyway, according to the contract. The judge denied a request forcing Dentsu to return the remainder of the $49 million it had agreed to invest in the festival. So that means that they got $18 million and that's it, right? Pretty much.
Apparently Dentsu, I guess the first down payment or the first lump sum was $18 million and they took it back. So basically Woodstock 50 is bankrupt at this point. They have no permits. There are so many. Reading through the testimony, this looks like a disaster in the making. This is the new Fyre Festival, including the fact that there were several people on the higher end of this, of Woodstock 50, willing to personally go to people's houses and show. One guy said he was willing to show up naked with food. I don't know what that would entice, but apparently this is like they were desperate to get this going.
All right, so then you could read this either way. They took back they had $50 million set aside. That was the agreement. They had already invested $18 million, and it was in a bank account, and they took it back, so they're not in it at all.
No, they're out completely.
Right.
Now, I don't know how the artists got paid. This must be other money that Michael Lang, who's the head of this, he must have raised that. Because John Fogerty, going back to CCR there for a second, we talked a few weeks ago when he was interviewed and said that he had already been paid, and I guess all of the artists had been paid in advance. So I don't know if they have to return the money. I mean, usually they don't have to. That's usually in their contract. So
if
75,000 people they're expecting or could handle for this event. So Mr. Lang, to whom you referred, and his partner apparently in constant disagreement with the production team over the capacity of the event. To accommodate the large influx of visitors, Woodstock 50 would have to make millions of dollars of improvements to Watkins Glen International, the racetrack there, where they're going to have it, building roads for fans to get in and out, and a bridge and all that other stuff. Police.
I would not go anywhere near this festival. I mean, it's happening in August.
Awful.
This is a 50th anniversary.
Will.
How do they not have permits for it?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Well, the bridge collapse, so the police officials, the testimony that they gave, that's just scary. It would have to go over a major highway, and they just said that there's no way that the bridge could be properly built in time to withhold all of the foot traffic. So that's scary. That's right. Yeah, can you imagine a bridge collapsing onto a highway?
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Speaking of that era of music, Mick Jagger, 75 years old, tweeted a video yesterday of him dancing around a studio in front of a mirror just weeks after he underwent medical treatment for his bad heart valve. Well, who can imagine he'd have a bad heart after his wonderful life? The Stones were forced, remember, to postpone their No Filter tour, referring to the cigarettes that they're smoking now. Jagger was told by doctors that he could not go on tour in March. Jagger tweeted he was devastated, the band couldn't tour, but he hoped he'd be back on stage soon. And so now the No Filter tour, which was expected to start last month in Miami, is going to be pushed out further into the summer. From June onward, apparently, they're going to be able to get back on the road. Latest story on the Bones. And they really are the Rolling Bones these days. Good God, look at those guys. 28 past the hour. That's one of the great songs, though, isn't it? Painted Black.
Love it.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at Grasshopper.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Alabama, with a new law making nearly all abortions illegal in that state. In signing that bill yesterday, Republican Governor Kay Ivey said because of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision, the law may be unenforceable, but authors of the law are hoping it will spark a challenge before the Supreme Court. Televangelist Pat Robertson says he doesn't think this is the right bill for that.
My humble view is that this is not the case we want to bring to the Supreme Court because I think this one will lose.
He cites the fact it makes no exception for rape and incest. President Trump will unveil an immigration reform plan today that will reportedly move the nation from a family-based system to one based on skills and employment opportunities and will include a call for continued construction of a wall. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far. It's too uncomfortable. I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's Thursday on the radio and elsewhere. It's actually Friday over in Guam. Well, close to it. Those of you listening in Guam,
let's move to Guam.
57. Yeah, it's a Friday. We're already moving toward the end of the week. It's a gotcha time on the radio with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We got your back and we got your info. So let's get to more info. Let's listen to the smiling voice of Victoria Keelan, shall we?
All right. Well, thank you. Well, things have gotten a lot worse for Boeing, and this, and talk about a gotcha. There is audio now that CBS News has obtained, and I'm not sure where this got leaked from, but I think it came from American Airlines pilots. There is a conversation that was recorded, excuse me, between American Airlines pilots and Boeing officials. And this is after the first crash that went in, the 737 MAX that went into the Java Sea, that was in October. So just a few weeks after that, which happened in November of last year, this conversation that was recorded, this was actually 4 months before the Ethiopian Air crashed. In the audio, Boeing officials are heard telling the pilots that software changes were coming soon, in as little as 6 weeks, but that the company didn't want to hurry along the process. The pilots from American Airlines in this conversation are very angry, and they are one of the pilots is quoted as saying, "We flat out deserve to know what is on our airplanes." The Boeing official says, quote, "I don't disagree." And then one of the pilots says, "These guys," meaning the Lion Air pilots, "these guys didn't even know the damn system was on the airplane, nor did anybody else." This is basically, if this goes to massive lawsuits, Boeing is in so much hot water over these recordings. And then the Boeing official says, "I don't know that understanding this system would have changed the outcome of the Lion Air flight. In a million miles, you're going to maybe fly this airplane, and maybe once you're going to see this ever." Well, it turns out that was completely wrong, because multiple pilots have said that they were, yeah, that they were very frustrated that they didn't even know that this system was on board, and that they, and then when it took over, that when it took over control of the airplane in, that resulted in the two crashes, the pilots had no idea how to correct it because they didn't even know the system was even there. So the fact that this is some whistleblower or someone has secretly recorded this and that these recordings are out there now, this, I think, is, I don't understand how this couldn't be a final nail in the coffin for at least the Boeing CEO, who's been pretty arrogant along the way here, if you really kind of look at his statements to the press and blaming the pilots. How can you blame the pilots when they don't even know that this system is on board? So we'll see what happens next with the Boeing fiasco, but it's not good for, not good news for Boeing on this one.
So this is a scuttlebutt. You know, I fly back and forth a lot to the West Coast. I'm doing it this weekend, and they've changed what they've done with their older, well, not so. They had a, over the last, since American was put together with US Air, which was put together with America West, which was put together with Piedmont, all these airlines combined together, they've ordered a lot of new planes. And they ordered, as a matter of fact, over the course of the 3.5 or 4 years that they've owned American, they put another 300 Boeing 737s in the air. It's their mainstay. And so when it got to the, they first flew them in October of last year. So this is only a month after American took its first order. The first month they took four of these planes. So the pilots at that point had had enough experience to know kind of what the plane was all about. And that's why this conversation took place, because the pilots' union went to management at American, and American management said to Boeing, "Our guys are telling us this plane is dangerous. What do you say?" And so then the Boeing people met with the pilots, and that's where this conversation began. And so it's gone back and forth. But American has said quietly to Boeing, "We're probably not going to take any more of these planes. We're not going to." And I think United has said the same thing. So, I mean, they're on the ground now. They aren't even, they don't even think there's going to be a fix until August. And at that point, the pilots, some of the pilots say, "We're not flying these planes. We're, no matter what you do with them, we'll go." But we're happy. The old seven, the older 737 800s and 900s, the standard model, good, reliable plane, using traditional. You know, all these companies are trying to jazz up these planes to make them more computerized. To what avail? They have pilots. Hey, pilots are supposed to fly the plane. The machine's not supposed to fly itself. Why do you have to put all this stuff in it? They don't want it. Pilots don't want it.
Right, and this is one case where I'm not in favor of automation. This is when you have this many lives.
Fly the plane.
In one airplane, and 346 people are dead because of Boeing's negligence. Now, it's. I don't know where the fix is, because they've been saying that was last November of 2018 when Boeing told the American Airlines pilots that the fix would happen in 6 weeks. Well, it didn't. And then the other crash, the Ethiopian Air crash, happened. And then here we are. Everything got grounded.
They have to re-engineer
the plane. And still isn't fixed. And they acted like it was a software update. That's what they've been saying. But it's clearly not just a software update.
No, it's the mechanism itself. And I think they're going to have to either, if they're going to continue to make these planes, which are a miserable, for the passenger, a miserable experience, because they cram in more seats, the toilets you can't get into, there are all kinds of complaints about these planes from the passengers and the pilots. It was a bad idea, and Boeing needs to stand
based on
up
greed,
and,
if you think about it. It's just total greed.
Right. Yeah, and the airlines encouraging this kind of thing
right.
to be built. You know, Boeing says we'll build planes that our customers want. Okay, so the customers are greedy too. But look what has your greed has wrought this mess. That's really what's happened. So good food for thought. Let's drink maybe a little today because it's National Mimosa Day.
Equal parts of that.
Orange juice and champagne.
I like my mimosa hold the orange juice. That's how I order it.
That's it, huh? Mimosas are commonly served in champagne flutes. And,
or fishbowls.
Right, or a carafe. Like, that's the way I like them.
So is it a champagne or is it sparkling wine or a little of... If you can't
it's
have
the same thing. It's just you can't call sparkling wine champagne. If you call it champagne, it has to be from the Champagne region of France.
Right. I don't drink. I have there's a fake champagne that's a bubbly something or other. I forget what it's called.
Martinelli's apple cider.
Yeah, man.
Yes. No, I'm not kidding. Is that right?
Yeah. Mimosas invented at the Ritz Hotel in Paris in 1925 by the head bartender. And the fellow's name was Frank Meyer. The name comes from the mimosa flower, which is a yellowish Australian shrub that was popular with French gardeners. And they are less alcoholic. That's the version a little less than some of the other. There's a thing called Buck's Fizz that came from a pub in London. A little stronger, two parts champagne, one part orange juice. That's the one you'd like.
That's how I like
them. We're talking.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. Sometimes there's Grand Marnier in the drinks as well.
It's overkill sometimes. For
isn't
me.
That as sweet? Yeah. That's kind of a liqueur, right?
It's an orange flavored liqueur. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like when they do that. I think it ruins the flavor.
Okay. Well, there we have it from our expert drinkers here on the DJV program. A little sports news. A fighter named Megan Anderson in the UFC has provided a showcase, pretty interesting, where these women now are displaying their knowledge of the art of combat, and a number of women are getting into this. This woman is 9-3. She eats a healthy diet, but the focus on her has been what she eats. Before, as she trains, she gains weight, and as she loses weight for the actual fights, she stops eating bacon. That's her recipe for losing weight. She says she in the off season
must eat a lot of bacon.
She eats a pack of bacon.
Ooh.
At every meal.
Ew.
At every meal.
3,000 calories.
So gross.
Over the course of 6 meals a day.
Imagine what her arteries must look like.
Why? Well, there's the wonder. Is this really a sport? Is this really, whether men or women are involved in it, is it a sport? Some of these women, and the men too, they're pretty tough-looking characters, all in all. So, anyway, it's an interesting diet to be on. What about basketball? Anybody got any update on what's going on with the Knicks, the Celtics? Any Los Angeles teams involved?
Golden State's involved.
Golden State.
The Warriors. Yeah.
Yeah, they kicked the Trailblazers butt the other day. Yeah, they did.
Okay.
We're all super into basketball. You keep asking us about.
I know you keep asking. None of us watch basketball. I don't know why you ask us. This morning.
Okay, then hockey, Victoria.
Hockey. I haven't been following. Well, I'm rooting for the Bruins, but that's the last of that. I don't know who won last night. I didn't watch.
How about this? How about you tell us to get an update on the sports playoffs, and we'll do that, and then you'll come to us, and we won't sound like we're total idiots.
Tomorrow, I'll get an update on these sports playoffs.
Or how about you just, if you're interested in this, why don't read up on it and tell us? Well, then
I was interested
asking.
In the story. I was the audience may be interested. I can ask that. In the interest of the audience, see what a concept. Now, I just saw a picture of this Megan Anderson, and I thought, well, that's an interesting thing to pursue. And then from there, we go into other sports. Now, we can launch off into a television report. James Corden took on a sort of a troller, I guess that's how you would describe. He was making a joke the other night about the trade war with China, which he likened to a Game of Thrones plot point on his program. Ended up with him having to take on a troller a Twitter troller. I saw this whole thing yesterday. I thought this was the crudest thing. This shows you how really nasty some people are stupid few people are. This person who is a Game of Thrones fan didn't like what Corden said, so he tweeted, "It's blanked up if you can't even watch TV without that fat blank spoiling something." You know what? You're a blank, blank, blank.
Yeah.
He said to him, "I hope your children get cancer." That'd be something that Howard Stern would have said in his old days. It is. Who says, who thinks like that? Who's that angry or that stupid?
Well, and the thing is this guy said in his statement that he was mad about him possibly spoiling something, except he'd already seen the episode, so it wasn't even spoiled for him, but he was still angry enough to say, "I hope your kids get cancer."
And I'm sorry, but like the actual bit that James Corden talked about was how Donald Trump might end up having to ride a dragon over to China. Like it has nothing to do with Game of Thrones. It was a total joke that you know, going back and forth with China was going to be like a Game of Thrones type of battle. So if you are a fan of Game of Thrones, then you must be a complete moron to think that somehow President Trump on a dragon is going to ruin the show.
Anybody
for you.
Who feels and expresses himself that way is a moron. There's some kind of sickness that's attached to that.
Oh, it is. There has
thinking.
To be a sickness
yes,
there.
Really. All right, so anyway, having gotten through that, let's get to our TV outlook for tonight as a lot of the season finales. Let's see,
it's a
Thursday.
Huge night of that.
Next Thursday is the 23rd? So all of the, everything that's going to end will end between now and next Thursday because that's the last day of sweeps. So
just to, before we get to the networks, The Good Fight, which I know you like, Dougie, on CBS All Access, that's having their season finale tonight. But probably the big story will be the end of The Big Bang Theory. That's on CBS tonight. It's an hour-long finale at 8 o'clock, followed by the finale of Young Sheldon. Then they're doing a special Big Bang farewell at 9:30. SWAT also ends tonight at 10. And then the whole cast gets together for an appearance on The Colbert Show. So you can watch that on late night from The Big Bang Theory if you're
That's becoming
of the
a
show.
Sort of a tradition. A lot of these show, the whole cast is showing up on these late night shows recently.
Yeah, it's been a long run for them too. So that's a lot of people like that show. On ABC, Grey's. Hopefully the fog will clear. It's their season 15 finale. They've got another couple of years that they've been renewed for. ABC at 8 o'clock. Station 19. They have their season 2 finale as well as For the People. Also season 2 finale at 10 o'clock. On the CW, you have iZombie and In the Dark. Fox has Paradise Hotel tonight. The roommates are getting to know each other and test the waters of their relationship. On NBC, you've got back-to-back new episodes of Superstore at 8 and 8:30, then Brooklyn Nine-Nine back-to-back episodes at 9 and 9:30, followed by the season 20 finale of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. That's at 10 on NBC.
All right,
season
so there
20.
It is.
Wow.
That has been around a long time. Dick Wolf has made a lot of money. He does know how to do it. Calitrin knows how to do it as well. Number one, healthy choice for weight loss. In a nutshell, if you take it consistently, follow the rules, follow their advice, you'll lose weight and you will keep it off. That's it, bottom line. Other than the fact that it's the most, not most effective, but the healthiest way as well. High quality ingredients, collagen is the main ingredient, which you start making when you're about 30 years old, and 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. So that's how you get muscle. Muscle pushes out the fat. You burn it off. That's how you lose the weight. Pretty simple, straightforward. And now, in honor of Memorial Day, you buy three at the regular price using the DJV code, and you get three bottles free. So the whole six-month event you can get at toploss.com. All right, do that, toploss.com. Use the code DJV and lose the weight.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply. What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/18/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/15 and rewards for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Happy hours, Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Let's get right to it. Victoria Keelan following the latest from WhatsApp.
Yeah, if you're a WhatsApp user, that is a messaging app that's owned by Facebook. There has been a huge breach, and there is all kinds of spyware that's been installed on smartphones, and WhatsApp has actually admitted this week. This has been suspected for a while now, but to have them actually report this to the U.S. government, it's a pretty big deal. So what happened is the security vulnerability, it affects both iPhone and Android devices. So if you use WhatsApp, you may want to either delete the app completely or, as WhatsApp is telling you to do, update your app version as soon as possible. Now, WhatsApp is used by over 1.5 billion people around the world, and they didn't name who is behind this breach. However, it's pretty much been identified now that it's spyware, and it was developed by Israeli cyber surveillance company called NSO Group, and so they're the ones behind this. Now, NSO spokespeople say that the company's technology is licensed to authorized government agencies for the sole purpose of fighting crime and terror. Yeah. So how did it get on personal cell phones? That's what everyone wants to know. And a few people who have been affected by this so far. There's an Amnesty International researcher and a London-based human rights lawyer. They have both had their phones breached through the WhatsApp. And one of the biggest names or most, you know, famous sort of user of WhatsApp is Jared Kushner. And I have not seen his name mentioned in this, but I would actually not be surprised at all if it turns out that this whole thing started because this Israeli group was trying to spy on his phone, because it turned out that during the whole Jamal Khashoggi you know, that whole incident of him being murdered and everything, that Jared Kushner was using WhatsApp to communicate with that bin Salman, the Saudi prince. And so it's an unsecured app. It's not something that any high-level government person should ever be using. So I would not be surprised if our U.S. government hasn't confiscated Jared's phone and is probably running a lot of diagnostics on it to see if there's spyware planted on it, because that's exactly what this breach is. So WhatsApp is saying, if you have it, if you use the app, even if it's just a casual thing that you leave on your phone, even if you don't use the app, if it's on your phone, you're still vulnerable. So if you have it and you want to keep it, that's fine, but make sure you go in and do an update immediately, because this, and keep your operating system up to date. If you have an older Android or an older iPhone, people tend to not do the security updates, but that's a huge problem, because they can eliminate things like this and they can get rid of the spyware.
So the old word to
keep
the wise
up to date. Yep.
Is sufficient, we hope. Also, let's see, next up, a smartphone, there's a company called Nest Smart Home Products, now be accessed through their own Google Hub. Let's listen to how that can take place.
The Geek Out.
Google has showed off two new home hubs. Those are the display tablets attached on a stand with video interfaces for Google Assistant, and now will be called the Google Nest Hub. Yes, that Nest, the one famous for their beautiful thermostats, which was bought by Google a few years ago. Now, what's not clear is if Google is simply creating a new hub for a Nest line of products, or if this is some larger precursor to rebranding all Google smart home products under the Nest brand name. The new Nest Hub comes in two sizes. The larger is a 10-inch screen and has a camera for web calls. Google sees these hubs as a center point of control and communications in a smart home. Starting at $230, the Google Nest Hub is available this summer.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch in San Francisco, there has been a ban on the use of facial recognition technology. Be interesting to see how the FBI deals with that. All these TV shows, that's what you see on them all the time. Oh,
yep.
Let's run facial recognition on this guy.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, in San Francisco, the city agencies, including law enforcement, are the first major city to ban facial recognition technology. It'll be interesting to see if they also ban it at the airport, because we've talked about that over the last, you know, 6 months to a year, that eventually you'll be able to board a plane just by facial recognition software. The problem, though, is that when they've done testing on this, it improperly identifies darker-skinned people. And in one high-profile example last year, Amazon's facial recognition tool incorrectly matched the faces of 28 lawmakers with people in mugshots, and so it did not work.
Lovely. All right, so that's the Tech Talk for today. This is the DJV program, Thursday the 16th of...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.